الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He hath no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about trust in Allah, and we will start by learning about situations in which trust in Allah is necessary. Okay? And number one, when facing adversity and difficult situations. Number two, in fear. Number three, when breaking an important decision or when taking an important decision. And number one, four, when seeking Allah's protection against shaitan. And number five, when seeking Allah's pleasure and looking for the reward. Again, the situation in which trust in Allah is necessary. Number one, when facing adversity and difficult situations. Number two, when in fear. Number three, when taking an important decision. Number three, when seeking Allah's protection against shaitan. And number five, when seeking Allah's pleasure and looking for the reward. Okay? Start by number one, a situation when the trust in Allah is necessary is when facing adversity and difficult situations. Facing adversity and difficult situation is part of our worldly life, which none can escape. As Allah mentioned in Surah number 29, verse number 2 and 3. Basically, sisters, we must all agree that this worldly life is a test. And part of the test is to face adversity and difficult situations. So none can escape having difficulties and difficult situation and adversity in her life. Allah mentioned that fact in Surah number 29, verse number 2 and 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم. Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried? But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
Okay, so actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying that we cannot say, "I believe," okay, by my tongue, but I don't prove it. You must prove it. You must be tried. Okay? And Allah is clarifying that those before us, they were tried. Okay? And Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liar. Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that belief is not just a word. Belief is a reality that imposes duties. Belief is a trust, which carries requirement. Belief is a struggle that demands patience. Accordingly, people will be put in hardships to prove their true belief in Allah's power and their trust in His will and in His mercy. Accordingly, during the trials and the hardship, we feel that our trust in our Lord is what protects our spirit from despair and depression. It is the trust that Allah is the disposer of our affairs. That feeling, that trust in Allah will strengthen your hope that Allah will make for you an outlet from every hardship, and Allah will make for you a solution for every problem. Okay? Again, sisters, when you believe that Allah is there, and Allah is the all-powerful, and Allah is the controller of all the affairs and all the events, and the will of Allah is the one who controls this life. When you have this belief clear in your spirit, okay, and Allah is testing you with a trial or hardship, all the time your feeling, your belief that all my matters and problems and hardships are in the hands of Allah, and Allah is the most merciful. Allah promised me to make for me an outlet so long I am a good servant. This feeling, the trust in Allah, okay, will be actually the protection for your spirit from despair and depression during the time of adversity and hardships. Because actually adversity and hardships are the causes of depression and despair. Okay, so how can I protect myself from the effect of hardships and adversity, which are part of my life? Okay, I can't have the impression that inshallah my life will be very good and I will never have an adversity or face a problem. This is wrong. You will face a problem and you will have difficulties and you will have adversity, because as Allah is clarifying, this is the test of the worldly life to prove your belief in Allah and your trust in Allah. So I must prepare myself that I will face hardships and I will be having trials in my life. But I am not alone. I have the trust in Allah with me. Okay, the belief that Allah is with me and Allah will make me to face the hardship, but He will make for me an outlet. Allah will make me to have a problem, but Allah will give me a solution. So long you have that trust in Allah clear in your spirit, this will protect you during the hardship, during the time of the hardship, this very difficult and long time. We must agree that the time of the hardship is always very long. You feel that the day, you know, is very long. Why? Because this is the difficult times. Difficult times are always very long. So how can I face them? I can only face them with the trust in Allah that inshallah Allah will make for me an outlet soon, and inshallah the problem is not so big, and inshallah everything will be alright. I have the trust in Allah that Allah, the one who plans for me this adversity, He is also the one who will make for me an outlet soon, and I am sure that I will be rewarded a lot for that hardship. So out of the trust in Allah, I protect myself from the depression and despair, which most of the human beings actually are living these days. Many people, you know, they can't escape the feeling of despair. Okay? Why? Because they don't have the trust in Allah. This is the importance of having trust in Allah at the time of ease. Okay? When you are at ease, try to have your trust in Allah very strong, so that at the time of hardship, okay, you can face the hardship, okay, with your trust in Allah, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We must all the time know that Allah is the one who can make for us an outlet, and Allah is the one who can give us a solution for every problem, because Allah is the controller of all the events. We will recite now from Surah number 6, verse number 17 and 18, to have the proof that trust in Allah, inshallah, will protect your spirit from the negative effects of the hardships and trials. Surah number 6, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 17 and 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. صدق
الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He touches you with good, then He is all over all things competent.
Next one.
And he is the subjugator over his servants, and he is the wise, the aware.
So we must all the time have this belief, inshallah, that Allah is the only one who can make for us the outlet or the solution for our problems and the hardships. So have full trust in Allah, inshallah. So long you are an obedient servant to Allah, inshallah, Allah is promising that He will make for you an outlet. Number two, when in fear, you need to have the feeling of trust in Allah. When in fear, we must agree that fear is the mind killer. Okay, fear is the mind killer. It is the biggest enemy of success and happiness. So when fear knocks at the door, send the trust in Allah to open the door. Okay? I will mention to you this again because this is words of wisdom which we need to remind our spirit with it all the time. Fear is the mind killer and it is the biggest enemy of success and happiness. So when it knocks at your door, let trust in Allah to open the door. So how we feel fear when we put all our trust, hope in Allah? This must not happen to the believer. Okay? Fear must not happen to the believer whose heart is fully confident in Allah's promises to His believing servants that He will always defend them and support them and send His angels to them to be their guardians. Okay? What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning is that Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran that He is making His angels to be the guardians of the believing servants in this worldly life and in the hereafter. So how I will have fear if Allah is sending for me His angels to be my guardians? Okay, I have guardians so long I am an obeying servant to Allah. Okay, so I have the angels with me to be my guardian. So I am not supposed to have the feeling of the fear, but mostly we have the feeling of the fear because our trust in Allah is weak. This is the issue. If we try to strengthen our trust in Allah all the time, this is very important goal for the spirit daily. Daily remind yourself, I must have trust in Allah. I must have hope in Allah. I must be sure that the mercy of Allah is very close. I must be sure that Allah is the one taking care of control of everything and none can make anything in my life except Allah, and I am a true believer in Allah and I am an obeying servant to Allah. So inshallah Allah is taking care of me. All the time you defend yourself and you protect yourself against the feeling of fear because fear is the mind killer. If you appear in the exam and you are having the feeling of fear, you will answer half of the multiple choice questions wrong. Wrong. Because fear blocks the mind. You know, you are so worried. So when you will read the question, you are not sure, B or C, C or B, okay, I will answer anything. You know, this is the problem of the fear. But before appearing in the exam, if you have the full trust in Allah, that whatever Allah planned for me will happen. And inshallah, it is the good for me. And with every hardship, there is ease. And Allah is the most merciful. And this is not the end of the life. Inshallah, I hope that I will succeed. I have the good thought of Allah. But if the other option happens, no problem. Allah is there, will take care of me, will open for me an outlet. I have full trust in Allah. I am so relaxed to feel that you are relaxed. When you appear in the exam and you are relaxed, okay, you will answer the questions in the best shape. But if you have the fear out of lacking of the trust in Allah, this is the mind killer. Okay? Now, inshallah, we will recite from surah number 41, verse from 30 to 32, to know about the angels whom they are the guardians of the true believers in Allah, so that all the time you never fear that you are alone. Allah is with you and sending for you the guardians, the angels. Surah number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 41, verse number 30, 31, and 32. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the case of those who say our Lord is Allah and further stand straight and steadfast, the angels descend on them from time to time. You do not fear, they suggest, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of the garden of bliss, of which you were promised. We are your protectors in this life and in the hereafter. Therein you shall have all that your souls shall desire. Therein you shall have all that you ask for. A hospitable gift from one oft forgiving, most merciful. Okay.
So now, alhamdulillah, we learned that and for us, the angels to be our guardians so long that we are the obedient servants to Allah, and inshallah we will not have any fear, and the trust of Allah will protect our spirits against the fear. The third situation where trust in Allah is necessary is when making an important decision. If you want to make an important decision in your life, okay, you must have trust in Allah, and for that we will learn about Salat al-Istikhara. So now let us know the meaning of Salat al-Istikhara, and first let us learn the meaning of word Istikhara. Istikhara is an Arabic word which means asking Allah to help one make a choice. Okay, so istikhara is a word which means asking Allah to help one make a choice, meaning choosing the best of two things, okay, where one needs to choose one of them. If you have two decisions, if you have you have to make a decision and you have two choices, okay, and you are not sure what is the best for you, at that time you must pray that prayer, istikhara prayer, which means to ask Allah to help you to make the good choice. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to teach the companions to make istikhara, to ask, that is to say, to ask Allah to help them to make a choice in all things, just as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach them chapters from the Quran. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that as Muslims we must all the time pray Salat al-Istikhara whenever we have to make a decision. Okay, we must, this is a must, as because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi or it is not a must, okay, but it is better. Okay, it is the way of Islam. The way of Islam and the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that whenever you must have a decision or you must make a choice, it is better for you to pray this prayer. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone of you is concerned about a decision, he has to make pray two rak'ahs, okay, of non-obligatory prayer. Okay, O Allah, seek guidance from your knowledge. Okay, you will start by saying, O Allah, I seek guidance from your knowledge and power from your mighty, and I ask for your great blessings. You are capable and I am not. You know and I don't, and you know the unseen. O Allah, if the matter, okay, you mention the matter, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is good for me, if in your knowledge, sorry, O Allah, number six again, O Allah, if in your knowledge this matter, mention it, okay, is good for me, both in this world and in the hereafter, okay, that is to say, in my religion, my life, food, and my affairs, Okay? Then ordain it for me. Ordain it for me means make it to happen to me. Ordain it for me and make it easy for me to get it. Okay? And then bless me in it. Bless me in it. And if you know that this matter is harmful to me and for my religion and my livelihood and my affairs, for me both in this world and the next, then turn me away from it and turn it away from me. Okay? I will repeat it again. We will repeat Salat al-Istikhara. O Allah, I seek guidance from your knowledge and power from your mighty, and I ask for your great blessings. You are capable and I am not. You know and I don't, and you know the unseen. O Allah, if in your knowledge this matter, and you mentioned your matter, is good for me, both in this world and in the hereafter, then ordain it for me and make it easy for me to get. And then bless me in it. And if you know that this matter is harmful to me, both in this world and the next, then turn me away from it and turn it away from me. And ordain for me the good wherever it may be and make me pleased with it. And make me pleased with it. Let me now tell you why Allah, the Almighty, make Prophet Muhammad to teach us this salah or this prayer. Number one, O Allah, I seek the guidance from your knowledge because we believe that Allah is the knower of everything. Okay, I don't have the knowledge. Okay, this is number one. O Allah, I seek guidance. So you seek guidance from Allah's knowledge because Allah has all the knowledge of the seen and the unseen, and we don't have. And you ask Allah, number two, and power from your mighty because Allah is the most powerful. Okay, number three, and I ask you from your great blessings because Allah is the most generous. Okay, number four, you are capable and I am not, because power belongs only to Allah. Number five, you know and I don't know, and you know the unseen, knowledge belongs only to Allah. Then you say to Allah, O Allah, if it is in your knowledge, this matter is good for me, both in this world and in the hereafter, this is the trust in Allah. Okay, if you, Allah, you know that it is good for me, so ordain it for me, make it easy for me to get, and then bless me in it. And if you know that this matter is harmful, this is also the trust in Allah. I will clarify to you, okay? If you know that this matter is harmful to me, so turn me away from it, and turn it away from me, and ordain for me the good wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. Okay, the meaning is that, O Allah, make me content with what you give me, so that I will never regret having it or feel sorry that it happened. Okay? What is the meaning of this, sister? For example, and actually this was a real story of one sister, is that, you know, two men proposed to her for marriage. Okay? This is always happening in marriage. And she was not sure who is the best for her. So she, the sheikh told her, pray Salat al-Istikhar and ask Allah. And Allah will be the one to direct you to what is good for you. Okay, so for example, she prayed Salat al-Istikhara. Then next day, she start to feel that she is more attracted to one of them. Okay, and she feels that her relation with him is more easy. Okay, and the other one, for example, she start having problems with him, and she start to feel that, you know, he is not so straightforward. There are some problems. His mother start to show some difficult attitude. Okay, so at that point, you will feel it is a feeling. Salat al-Istikhara will not make you to see a dream, because there are some people, they were under the impression that you pray this salah and then you sleep. In the dream, you will see what is good for you, and this is the sign from Allah. This is wrong. Salat yes, it would be easy.
It would be
very easy.
Huh?
Okay. But this is not, actually, Salat al-Istikhara is not so easy, you know, because you will be still in doubt for some time, you know, until Allah will make the events to move to one direction. Okay, maybe this was not the direction I was looking for. You know, maybe you feel love for someone, but he is not, you know, so rich like the other one. And all the family, they are, you know, with the other one. And you were looking forward that Allah will make it for you easy to marry the one whom you love. Okay, loves. But you notice that everything is moving to the other direction. But I don't like that direction. Okay, but this is what Allah chooses for you. So at that point, as Allah is clarifying, ordain for me the good, wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. This is the issue. Not just to accept the decree of Allah while you are not happy. Okay, I will marry that person. But this was not my choice. But this is Salat al-Istikhara. So you know, what the people will always do, they will keep on repeating Salat al-Istikhara so that maybe a change will happen.
But if he's ugly, make him look beautiful.
The spirit of Salat al-Istikhara is that your heart should not be attached to the matter in question. Because that will result in a person becoming restless. Okay? Being pleased with something means that your heart is content with the decree of Allah. Whatever the Allah will plan after you do Salat al-Istikhara, okay, you promise Allah that I will be pleased with it, I will accept it, and inshallah, I will expect the good out of it. Okay, let us now continue with the situations where we need the trust in Allah. The next situation when you need the trust in Allah is when you seek Allah's protection against Iblis. When you seek Allah's protection against the shaitan, we will recite now from Surah number 17, verse number 65. الرحمن الرحيم سورة 17 verse number 65 إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Indeed, over my believing servant there is for you no authority, and sufficient is your Lord as disposer of affairs.
So actually, sister, this statement is mentioned or directed to the shaitan, to Iblis. Allah the Almighty is sending this message to Iblis, okay, that he doesn't have a control over the hearts of the true believers, and Allah is the one whom we must have as our wakil. Actually, we must know that when your heart is kept alive by the bond with Allah, okay, and when you worship Allah sincerely, your spirit will be brightened and Iblis will not have any power on you. You will have immunity against all Iblis devices and you can easily resist his power. Okay, Allah is clarifying that Ibadi are my true believers. Okay, those whom they are true believers in Allah, shaitan will not have any power on them. Okay, so if you have trust in Allah, inshallah, you will be protected against all the shaitan whispers. Okay, also we will recite from Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 16, verse number 98 and 99, to know that when you are close to Allah, shaitan will not have any power on you. Okay, maybe shaitan will still whisper in your heart, but you will all the time, inshallah, follow the way of Allah, and you will not follow the shaitan. Surah number, you will all the time resist what shaitan, okay, whispered for. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 16, verse number 98 and 99. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
So when you recite the Quran, first seek refuge in Allah from Satan, then be expelled from his mercy. Indeed, there is for him no authority over those who have believed and rely upon their Lord.
Okay. So So actually, sisters, again, Allah is clarifying that those whom they are true believers and they have trust in Allah, shaitan doesn't have power on them. The meaning of these two verses is that those believers who appeal to Allah alone and put their trust in the Lord are free of the shaitan or Iblis power. Much as Iblis may whisper to them, their bond with Allah protects them. They may slip and commit errors. Okay, they may commit errors, but they don't submit to shaitan. They will always turn to Allah for repentance. Okay, this is the reality. The reality is that, you know, you may make some sins, not the big ones, the small ones, but you will be all the time feeling guilty and you will return to Allah for repentance. Okay, this is the reality. Because we are all human beings and we make mistakes and we make sins, but immediately, if we have the trust in Allah and we are the true believers, immediately we repent to Allah and feel sorry for not obeying Allah. The fifth situation where trust in Allah is a must is seeking Allah's pleasure and looking forward for His reward. When you seek Allah's pleasure and you look forward for His reward, you must have the trust in Allah. So actually, sisters, if you are looking for Allah's pleasure and reward, you must obey His commands. And you must have a sincere belief in His oneness. You must agree that having trust in Allah is the first practical manifestation of believing in Allah's oneness. If you believe that everything is up to Allah, all the power to Allah, all the will is Allah, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the planner of everything. So if you believe in reality in these facts, which means the belief in Allah's oneness, okay, your first practical manifestation of that belief is that all my trust in Allah, because everything is up to Him. So I put my trust in Him. A believer knows Allah's attributes, believes in them, and is certain that no one does anything unless Allah wills, or unless it is the will of Allah, and nothing occurs without Allah's command. So your trust in Allah will be complete. Accordingly, trust in Allah is an essential factor for winning Allah's pleasure and reward. You will not win Allah's pleasure if you trust the human beings and you don't trust Allah. Because if you trust, if I put all my trust in the physician, that he is the one who will give me the cure, okay, this means that you have a problem with the belief in the oneness of Allah. Because if you are, and this is a very important fact, okay, and we'll be judged regarding our belief on the Day of Judgment. If you believe that Allah is the one, and Allah is the all power, and Allah is the only will, so your trust must be in Allah. You must always believe that means doesn't make the results. Allah is the one who makes the results. Okay? Because when you believe that Allah is the one who makes the results, this means that you trust, your trust is in Allah. The means are there. Okay? You study for the exam, you reach the exam room, you start to write, but in a second you feel that you are dizzy and you cannot write a word. And I failed the exam. Okay, in spite of the fact that the means were there and I studied very well and I was about to succeed. But the will of Allah is not to succeed. So you will not. And if the opposite happens, if you were having some difficult circumstances in your life and you can just study a little bit because your parents were sick or you were having some troubles and you study as you can, okay, but not everything, and then you appear in the exam and you notice that all the questions are in the chapters which I just studied and alhamdulillah I passed the test. You pass the test out of Allah's will, not out of your studying. Okay, so when you believe in the oneness of Allah, you must believe that the results are only up to Allah. Accordingly, O Allah, I accept all the results. I am content with your decree. Okay, and when you are content with Allah's decree, Allah will reward you and you will win the pleasure of Allah. Okay, and we will put a dot. Finished. Okay, let us have the other possibility. Oh Allah, I am not happy with your decree. Oh Allah, I am very angry. Oh Allah, I am very upset. Oh Allah, I don't accept it. Step number one. What is the next? What can you do? Now, you lose Allah's reward because you don't agree with Allah's decree. The belief in Allah's decree is part of the belief in Islam. So if, and the belief in Allah's decree means you believe in the good and the bad. Okay, so if you are not happy with Allah's decree, this means that you have a problem with your belief in Allah. If you have a problem, you are not rewarded. You are far away from Allah. How you will call on Him and He will answer you? Gradually, you will not pray for Him. You will lose the sincerity. You will lose everything. Why? Because you don't know that Allah is the one who is controlling everything. And also there is a very important fact which you will know it inshallah. We will learn at the end of these classes of having trust in Allah, we will learn the 7 stages of having trust in Allah. They are number 1, the knowledge. Number 1, the knowledge. Number 2, understanding the cause and effect theory. Understanding the cause and effect theory. Number 3, have positive thoughts about Allah. Have positive thoughts about Allah. Number 4, dependence on Allah for the results. Dependence on Allah for the results. Number 5, sincerity. Number 6, acceptance of Allah's decree. Acceptance of Allah's decree. And number 7, being content with whatever Allah decrees. Being content with whatever Allah's decree. Now inshallah we will learn them in detail so that inshallah we have all the knowledge which is related to trust in Allah, and may Allah accept from us this knowledge with full sincerity for His sake and the pleasure inshallah. We will learn one by one. Number 1, stage number 1 is knowledge. What are the knowledge which we must learn about having trust in Allah? Number 1, we need to know Allah and recognize Him as our Lord. That is to say, to know His names and attributes. Number 2, we have to maintain the oneness of Allah in our life. All the time you maintain the oneness of Allah in your life, and this includes 3 categories. Number 1, Allah's oneness in His Lordship. And actually, sister, these 3 categories are very important for your spirit to feel the oneness of Allah. Okay? Number 1, Allah's oneness in His Lordship. Allah's oneness in His Lordship means Allah is the creator, the owner, the all-knower, the planner of all in the heavens and the earth. Again, Allah's oneness in His Lordship means Allah is the creator, the owner, the all-knower, the planner of all in the heavens and the earth. This is category number 1 regarding the belief in Allah's oneness in His Lordship. Category number 2, believe in Allah's oneness in His worship. So long you believe that Allah is the creator, the owner, the all-knower, the planner, so the oneness in Allah in His worship means Allah is the one whom we worship, ask for help and support. Only Allah. Because only Allah is the planner, controller, all-knower, owner and creator. Accordingly, the only one whom I worship and ask for help and support is Allah. This is Allah's oneness in His worship. Number 3, Allah's oneness in His names and attributes. Allah has His own names and attributes. They are only for Allah, okay, and they are actually related to His oneness. For example, Allah is Al-Qadir, the All-Powerful. Allah is Al-Wakil, the disposer of the affairs. Allah is Ar-Razzaq, the provider. Okay? So, if you don't have the above knowledge about Allah, how you can put your trust in Him? You must have this knowledge about Allah so that you can put your trust in the one who owns everything, distributes everything, plans everything, controls everything. So the bottom line is to get to know Allah. And actually this is the most important knowledge which every Muslim must have. If you know Allah, it will be very easy for your spirit to obey Him, to love Him, to have the connection with Him, because you know how Allah is everything and all the worldly life is nothing. Allah is everything and the rest is nothing. So I must be connected with the one who is everything. This is number one. Number two, understanding the importance. Number two, regarding the theory of the cause and the effect. Understanding cause and effect theory. Stage number two in having trust in Allah. This means that you must understand the importance of trying the means. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man who was leaving his camel without tying it, believing that he has trust in Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah. Okay? So that is to say, we have to do our best in terms of taking the appropriate means and then leave the result to Allah. But you must try all the means. This is the cause and effect theory. Number three, regarding the cause and effect theory, to have an example, take medicine when you are sick. But know that Allah is the one who allows the medicine to cure or not. Okay? So this is number two. Number three, the third stage, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is to have positive and good thoughts of Allah. To have positive and good thoughts of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah the Almighty said, I am as my servant expects me to be. Okay? I will mention the whole hadith. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. And if he makes mention of me in an assembly, I make mention of him in an assembly better than that. And if he draws near to me a hand's span, I draw near to him an arm's length. Okay, this is the hadith. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister? The meaning is Allah is the most merciful. He is clarifying that He rewards every believer who remembers Him and mention Him with a better reward. Okay? So always have good expectation regarding Allah's decree. What is the meaning of this? For example, Sister Safiya, she has an exam. Okay, and she tried her best to study. But still she is not sure that she will pass the test. I will tell her, Sister Safiya, so long you are an observant to Allah, so long you tried your best, have good expectation from Allah. Inshallah, you will pass the test. If you appear in the exam having this feeling that inshallah I will appear, inshallah Allah will help me, inshallah I will answer all the questions, with this positive feeling and with this positive thought of Allah, inshallah you will appear in the test. But for those whom they don't have the full trust in Allah and they study, you know, the best, but when they appear in the exam, I am sure I will not appear. I am not sure it will be very difficult. I am sure I will fail. When she will start to answer the exam, she will be all the time hesitating, okay, or feeling hesitating to choose the right answer. Okay, so all the time have positive and good thoughts of Allah. And again, sister, what you will lose if you have good thought of Allah? You will enjoy a good day. Suppose the result of my lab investigations are after 1 week. I have two options. Either to cry from now, okay, believing that they will become very bad. Okay, or to feel that inshallah Allah will take care of me. Inshallah they will come good. And if there is some problems, inshallah Allah will take care of me. So I will enjoy living that week until the results are out. Okay, and I will be, during that week, I will enjoy my life, and I will be close to Allah, and I will do dua to Allah, and I will show Allah that I have trust in Him and positive thoughts of Allah. Inshallah, everything will be alright. Most of the people are living this their life the opposite direction. Okay, I am sure it will not be good. I am sure there will be a problem. And I am sure, you know, that maybe we'll not be able to pay or to have, you know, the money for the what Allah will plan for us. I am sure the difficult days are very close. Why? Why? If you have this kind of, you know, mentality, you during that week, until you will reach, you know, the day to know the result of your lab investigation, okay, during that week, you already will have, maybe a heart problem or a stroke. Maybe I will be paralyzed, okay? But the results will be very good. Yes, this is the problem with Allah. Why we always expect the bad? And actually, I noticed this from everyone. With everyone. Even with my daughter, I always tell her, yes, expect the good. We will see. I told her, Yusri, don't say, we will see. Say, inshallah, it will be good. Yeah. We will see. Oh. You see, I told her, why you learn this language? We will see. What a difference will make for you if you have good expectation from Allah, it will be good. Before I had good expectations, and it never happened. So I will not live these dreams. We will see. We will see what, you know, it is very difficult. Okay. So now I am telling her all the time, say, inshallah, it will be good. At least in front of me. Keep whatever in your heart. This is none of my problem. Because the problem, you cannot change the people. But for me as a human being, I cannot live. We will see. This is very difficult. Because we may see issues which are very difficult. Why to imagine it from now? Why to live it from now? Why to have this burden from now? Maybe we will die during that week, and we will not have the lab investigations. Who is sure that we will be alive more than not 1 hour, 1 minute? Who is sure? So why we always complicate life? We always have good thoughts that today is a good day. And inshallah, when the lab investigations will be out, Allah will take care of everything. That's it. And I leave it to Allah. This is how we must handle our life. But the problem is that you need people to have the same belief so that we strengthen each other. Not to have people, we will see. Stage in order to, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in order to have the trust in Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fourth stage, have trust in Allah, is depend on Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for the results. Okay? Dependence on Allah for the results, we will recite from Surah number 9, verse number 129.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.
This is the term we take. Surah number 9, verse number 129. What page, Daniel?
278. What's wrong?
278. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But if they turn away, O Muhammad, say, sufficient for me is Allah. There is no deity except Him. On Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the great throne.
Actually, sisters, as we stressed on the importance of trying the means, it is also very important to believe that the results are up to Allah only. Why? Because sometimes the means are not available. Okay, I will clarify to you. So don't lose the hope. Still Allah is there. And He is the one who planned the results. So keep your trust in Allah that if he didn't provide you with the means, but still the results are up to him. The meaning is that, for example, if a young man wants to marry, okay, a young man wants to marry, but he is poor and his income is little, so he must forget about marriage? No. He must call on Allah to help him to marry, putting his trust in Allah, who can do everything through ways which we can't imagine. Okay? This is actually the way of having hope in Allah. For most of all the people whom they are poor, they are supposed to forget about marriage? Or those whom they have little income, they have to forget about marriage? No. Okay? If Allah does not provide them with the means, okay, still Allah can do everything. Okay? Allah can plan for them to find someone whom she is having good income, okay, but she has some difficult circumstances and she's looking for someone to marry her and she doesn't care much for his income. Allah can make other ways, okay, to solve the problems. Okay? Not always through the means. Okay? And this is why you must always depend on Allah for the result, not on the means. Okay? This is the most important factor related to the trust in Allah, not always the means. Sometimes, okay, you notice that, for example, a woman whom she's not very beautiful, okay, and she's not rich, and she's not working. Okay, actually, I met one sister like this in life, and she married an excellent man. Okay, and everyone was surprised. How come? How come? And why? You know, there were other women, you know, they were very jealous. Okay, why he married that woman or that lady while she is, not having, yes, average or less than average. Okay, this is Allah.
She probably had a better personality.
Yes, this is Allah. You know, Allah put the love for that and the attraction between them. So Allah is the most merciful. If the means are not around, this doesn't mean that, you know, you lose the hope and you don't have, you know, a way in life. Still Allah can make the results from ways which we can't imagine. The sixth, actually, number five regarding the steps is sincerity. Sincerity means your heart is to be firmly grounded to sincerity. What is the meaning of this? Sincerity, sisters, means that your heart must be dedicated to Allah alone. When you believe that everything is only up to Allah, so all the time you must have the sincerity. Okay, I will give you a verse of the Quran which is very important regarding sincerity. Okay, and the meaning of sincerity is that for every action, okay, you must do it for the sake of Allah, obeying the command of Allah, looking for Allah's pleasure and for Allah's reward. For example, if you want to marry, you must have the intention that I plan to marry or I want to marry, because marriage is a command from Allah. Okay, and from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I want to marry obeying the command of Allah. And I am looking for the reward from Allah. Okay, if you have your marriage with that intention, with this sincerity, inshallah, all your marriage will be for you an act of worship. Allah will reward you for all your marriage so long you are obeying Allah. And actually, regarding this sincerity, sister, we must all of us revise our intention regarding our marriage. Okay? If you don't know, and most of the Muslims know that for every action and for every saying, you must have an intention. And that intention must be for the sake of Allah. I am coming to the masjid for obedience. I am eating to obey Allah so that I have a strong body to worship Allah. I am sleeping to have some rest so that I can take care of my responsibilities which Allah commanded me to do. For every action and for every saying, you must have an intention for the sake of Allah. And if you have that intention, Allah will reward you for all your actions and all for your sayings. They will be actually for you acts of worship. So long you have that intention for the sake of Allah, looking for the reward only from Allah. Surah number 6, verse number 160.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين.
162-163. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites, sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has He in this. I have been commanded, and I am the first among you of the Muslims.
Okay. So actually, sister, this is a verse of the Quran which is related to sincerity in every action and in everything. Now, the sixth stage to have the trust in Allah is to accept Allah's decree. This means that don't argue Allah's decree. And remember that we are here in this life to accept Allah's decree as a proof of believing in His oneness and wisdom and knowledge, and not to argue Allah's decree. We are not here to choose. You know, this is a fact which is mentioned in Surah number 28, verse number 68. This is a very important fact. In the worldly life, we are not here to choose. We are here to accept. And if we accept, inshallah, Allah will make it good for us. Surah number 28, verse number 68. Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 28, verse number 68. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And your Lord creates what He wills and chooses. Not for them was the choice. Exalted is Allah and high above what they associate with Him.
So actually, sister, when we realize that in this worldly life we are not here to choose, we are here in a test, and Allah is testing us with His decree, and as believers in His oneness, wisdom and knowledge, we must accept His decree. So all the time, don't argue Allah's decree and just have trust in Allah. The seventh and the last stage regarding having trust in Allah is to be content. Be content with whatever Allah decrees for you, believing that Allah is the most merciful. I pray to Allah the Almighty that, inshallah, we discussed that topic with full details, and to Allah to accept it from us as a good deed with full sincerity for His sake, and let us make the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause Your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in You from a decline in Your favor, from a change in Your protection, from Your sudden punishment and all Your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask Your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to increase Your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.